In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Local retailers are taking strategies from the holidays into the new year. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
Denver's Stanley Marketplace, a hub of small businesses, rolled out a delivery system for holiday shoppers. The project helps small retailers compete with big chains. Customers can shop at all the stores on a single website and arrange for delivery from there. Nate Axvig is the owner of Active. His shop sells outdoor clothing from Scandinavian brands. He says Stanley Delivers helps reach new customers.
Even though we are online, obviously the only eyeballs that see the online part of our store are those that go to our website. The Stanley Delivers casts a much larger net in the Denver metro.
Axvig says Stanley Marketplace will keep the delivery program running through the pandemic. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Manufacturing in Colorado has outperformed every other sector through the pandemic. In November, employment was up 2.4% over last year, while the rest of the nation's manufacturing is down. Brian Lewandowski is an economist with CU Boulder. He says this success is because of the type of producers here.
Grocery stores had a banner year, and we have food and beverage manufacturing. I think that has boded well for the state.
Leprino Foods and JBS have some of the largest facilities in the world here. That includes brewers and distillers, which have remained busy during the pandemic. Aerospace manufacturing has also added jobs. Colorado's companies benefit from a focus on outer space travel and not the airline industry, which has been hit hard by COVID-19. It's 26 degrees in Denver, 29 in Pueblo.